Flintlock stepped onto the boardwalk in time to see Judge Drummond and Marshal McChrystal lighting a shuck out of town. It seemed that neither man cared to face the wrath of the good people of Open Sky. Flintlock smiled, the situation amusing him, then motioned for Jamie McPhee to follow him onto the boardwalk. The morning was clear, clean, and bright as a newly minted penny.
Is that him?
People spilled out of the courthouse and stood in knots talking, their faces grim and determined. Then, they caught sight of McPhee, and their mood became menacing. Flintlock glanced at the young man.
Get behind me, and don't do anything real sudden, like you were reaching for a gun.
What'll they do?
What a mob always does.
Stay back! This man is in my legal custody, and I'll kill any man who reckons otherwise.
Sam Flintlock was a skilled revolver fighter, and such men were always exclamation points of danger in western towns. The crowd, baying for McPhee's blood, recognized him for what he was, and a few already looked uncertain, weighing the costs. To kill McPhee, they'd lose some of their own, and where was the fun in that? But every town had its bully. The local gun slick who'd killed his man and figured he was cock of the walk, and usually was. Hamp Collins was such a man. Big, heavy, dressed like a puncher, although he'd never been near a cow in his life, Collins pushed his way through the crowd.
You, step aside. I want that murderer.
Flintlock looked Collins up and down and saw no real sand, only bluff and bluster. Such men were a dime a dozen on the frontier, and none ever amounted to a hill of beans.
Follow close, McPhee. We're getting it done.
He stepped from the boardwalk into the dusty street, the morning sun warm on his face.
Hey, wait up there, tattooed man! I'm talking to you!
Collins had a massive chest, thighs as big around as tree trunks, and looked as though no force on earth could move him. Flintlock, his face as composed as a nun's in church, walked on, McPhee now stepping in front of him. He looked as beaten down as a whipped pup. Hamp Collins, aware of the eyes of the townspeople on him, knew he'd been caught flat-footed. The tough-looking man with the strange tattoo on his throat had ignored him and made him look bad. Collins rolled the dice. Dirt kicked up an inch in front of Flintlock's left boot.
Stop right where you are!
Flintlock turned and faced the man, his mouth a hard line under his mustache.
Mister, I'm getting mighty tired of you.
The crowd behind Collins parted out of the way of any flying lead.
I want McPhee. Now I aim to hang him, so step aside.
He tossed a nickel into the dirt at Flintlock's feet.
There. Go buy yourself a beer.
You want him? Then come get him.
Collins grinned. He aimed to put the crawl on the Rani with a tattoo. He hefted the noose in his hand and walked toward Flintlock.
McPhee, say your prayers and get ready to meet your maker.
Flintlock timed it perfectly. He waited until the big gunman got within striking distance, then pulled the Colt in his waistband.
No!
The revolver crashed hard against the right side of Collins' face, completing the fast, fluid motion. The big man staggered but didn't go down. For a moment, as though the ground heaved beneath his feet, Collins spread his legs trying to maintain his balance. Like skeletal scarlet fingers, blood poured down his cheek from a deep cut above his eye. Flintlock moved again, no let up in him. His right boot kicked upward, slammed between Collins' legs and smashed into the man's groin. A groan went up from the male members of the crowd, and even a few of the ladies winced. The big gunman's face contorted in pain, and he went down like a felled redwood, frantically clutching at his mashed manhood.
Shit! Oh, shit, shit. I'm gonna puke.
With Collins writhing at his feet, Flintlock addressed the onlookers.
McPhee is in my custody, and I will protect him with my life. But those are the facts, so state your intentions.
That murderer should be hung.
The judge thought otherwise. Y'all heard him.
Judges can be wrong. And this time the judge admitted that he had to deliver a wrong verdict.
Right or wrong, this man is under my protection.
We'll come for him tonight. You can lay to that.
Then you'll step over the bodies of your own dead and take him. Lay to that.
Collins, bloody and in pain, got up on all fours and began to slowly crawl away.
McPhee, walk to the hotel and step inside.
Sam's Colt was up and ready, and his eyes roamed over the crowd, a little cowed since their Goliath was felled, but still angry.
Shame on you! You know that man is guilty!
Flintlock made no answer but backed toward the hotel. Then he pointed at Collins with his Colt.
You folks take care of this man. He's gonna walk funny for a spell.
He turned, crossed the street, and stepped into the hotel.